forecast details coming up here from the TV 13 weather team in just a little bit. We've been talking an awful lot here since late Friday morning, starting with our 1210 newscast, really, about the water main situation that's developed 12th Avenue West to Walnut, and things really unfolded in a negative way to a large degree, just basically on the severity of the water main breaks that afternoon. Things have been resolved, but there's still street issues that need to be fixed, and we're pleased to have with us your Public Works Director, Dean Grant, as our 805 newscast gets rolling here this morning.
Dean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are y'all?
We're doing all right. I guess walk us through Friday, because things, actually, you kind of got a preview of the day with the break that happened 15th near Sherwood. But the way it looks is that the 12th and West break was really damaging in a lot of different ways.
Yes. The water main break at 12th and West split the main. We ended up replacing about 20 feet. But we do have it obviously repaired, and now we'll just start working to get the street put back together.
Was there a kind of a I don't want to use the term ripple effect, maybe that's the wrong term, but was the 12th and West break directly responsible, from what you've been able to tell, for the breaks further downstream at Washington and also near Walnut?
There's a good chance that, you know, once one starts and we have to close valves off and water has to move in different directions, that then we end up with several more, you know, trying to get them under control to some degree. That does happen from time to time. We've actually seen that a couple times this year.
So are we looking at, is this just aged pipes we're looking at, Dean, as far as reason for the break?
You know, probably that plays into it. You know, there's lots of different reasons that pipes break. Obviously, you know, we're starting to dry up a little bit, and ground's starting to shift a little, and so we're getting a little bit of that going on, along with, like I said, changing, you know, when you shut down a main, you change how the system operates. So you put stress on the system in other places that maybe doesn't normally see stress. That causes lines to break, and sometimes we get a hole in them, and sometimes we end up with a split pipe, which is what we ended up with at 12th and West. The two subsequent breaks ended up being holes about the size of probably a racquetball.
Okay,
Dean. Speaking of the work that's ahead, and I wanted to get into the streets here and just clearly in just a little bit, because you got the 3-block stretch that's closed. But when it comes to the water mains underground, does what happened on Friday maybe force you guys to look at maybe replacing larger segments of pipe, either in that 3-block area that's blocked off, or maybe nearby, either on 12th or the connecting streets? And, you know, also, does this also impact your timetable on other projects that had been planned but haven't started yet?
It doesn't affect any of the projects that we have in the works. We're moving forward with the Southeast Transmission Main. We've kind of moved on to the next phase of that. We're getting materials in. It'll be the next couple months. We'll go out for bid on that project for construction. You know, obviously the 24th Avenue water line is under construction right now. That'll go from the water plant all the way down to 12th and Prairie. Once we get those two projects completed, we should start seeing reduced pressure on the system to move water throughout town. You have the water plant is set on, you know, in the northwest corner. So we have to pump water and move water and kind of force water through to the southwest side of town, you know. So we're trying to move water essentially diagonally through town and disperse it throughout all of the mains, and we do it all with no connecting larger diameter pipes. And when I say larger diameter, I'm talking 16 inch or better. And we're, you know, several miles across town. I think we're about 4, 5, 6 miles, you know, kind of the way the crow flies. And, you know, we just don't have anything that gets a large volume of water from one side of town to the next. So as we complete these projects, we will have that. We'll have a 24-inch line that goes from the plant all the way down to 12th and Prairie. We have a 20-inch line that goes down 12th all the way to Chestnut currently. The Southeast Transmission Main is a 20-inch line that will connect at 12th and Garfield, and we will make our way across town and south across the tracks, so that we're able to move water, you know, throughout town to both elevated storage tanks and through our distribution system with more ease. All of that stuff's going to start taking pressure off of these lines. So then when we have water main breaks, we don't see the added pressure on the system because we're trying to reroute large volumes of water. All the large volumes of water are going to go through those bigger mains and make their way across town and distribute into our distribution system through connections that are closer to where we're, you know, where the water's trying to go, as opposed to what we have right now. Every time we shut a main down, we end up with a break somewhere else because we're rerouting everything and putting pressure in places that it just doesn't normally see.
Well, there'll be a significant upgrade, that is for sure. That is no doubt about that. Well, I guess the question that most people are wondering about now, Dean, is, you know, street repair, which you're looking at right now, and especially you've got a street like 12th that's heavily traveled here in Emporia. What are we looking at?
It'll be a few days, end of the week more than likely. Each of the holes will need to be flowable filled. Obviously, the plant that we get our mix from was is closed by, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. We didn't complete the repairs until after 5, so we'll have to go back today, get those holes filled with flowable, and then that takes a day or so to set up, and then we can start putting concrete back on top of that. So, and obviously we're going to start with 15th and 12th because those two do take a lot of traffic, and then we'll work our way over. We've got a little bit of repair that we need to do at West, or on West at 12th Avenue.
Yeah.
And then we've got, you know, some around Washington and Walnut, I believe. And we'll start getting those repaired starting this morning. So
we're looking at 12th and 15th by Wednesday then, possibly?
I'm saying 12th and 15th by the end of the week.
End of the week, okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to get them done as quick as we can. Tomorrow would be the earliest that we would be able to put concrete on. And then letting it set for a day, you're looking at, you know, late Wednesday, but possibly Thursday before we put traffic back on it. It'll be the later part of the week.
Okay, well.
Sounds like Thursday at the earliest then. Okay.
It does sound like it. Well, Dean, I know you guys have done a lot of work here in the community, especially here late last week, and really appreciate your time with us here this morning, and best of luck here with that specific situation as we get back to normal.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Hey, Dean, appreciate the time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dean.
All right. Y'all too.
All right. Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant joining us on our 810 News. Chuck?
And KVUE News time is 8:26. Right now, 74 degrees. We'll take a break.